looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to everybody out there. Getting close to being very, very busy. A lot of people are very, very busy, so it will be an easy time for you to call in. If you have a question or a comment or want to chat about anything, telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, 866-444-3478. I'm going to take advantage of today probably being a little slow with calls to do something I've been planning on doing anyway, and that's to go through some of the basic information for you. We have a lot of new listeners every week, and some people, especially in various parts of the country and in those on those radio stations that we haven't been on very long, don't understand some of the things that we're talking about. It sounds a little bit foreign right at first, so we're going to spend some time going through the DirtDoctor.com website and the guides, the basic information, and I'm going to also take advantage of doing that to make some notes about some of the edits and updates that we need to be making, and we'll chat about those on the air as we go. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is where you go to get more information. If you're a retail store doesn't have it and you want to find out about the possibilities of getting it, you can go to VictorDogFood.com. And I recommend that. A lot of great pictures of animals there and information about nutrition and dog care. The Victor Pet Foods are very special. They have no wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in their manufacturing facility in the plant. They just don't do that. They do offer a grain-free line of products in addition to the products that do have grain, so you got choice there. And another thing that's not in the Victor manufacturing facility at all is the toxic chemical preservatives. They don't do that in any of their dog foods, and I'm really happy about that, and you should be too. So check it out, VictorDogFood.com. My tea this morning is simple but good, lemon and honey. If you haven't tried it before, give it a whirl. I was going to put some ginger in. Didn't have any this morning, so it doesn't have what I often will do, and that's lemon, ginger, and honey. Makes a really good tea and a very, very simple one to make. The SPCA report brought to you by Victor is a good one because we had some luck last week. Last week, Miles was adopted, and from before that, Kira and Red were both adopted. This week's pet is Rose, and Rose is a good-looking gal. She's 3 years old, 54 pounds, boxer mix. She's white, very distinctive-looking girl. She came to the SPCA on October the 14th because her owners moved into a new house and didn't have enough space for her. Rose is a total sweetheart, it says, and she'll make a great companion for anybody. She's happy to be around people at all times, and she's just great with kids. Her big size and excitability make it easy for play to turn into crazy time, it says. So sounds like she's a lot of fun. Rose gets along with other dogs. In fact, she was surrendered with a companion. Axel, I guess it is. I'm not sure how to pronounce the name of the friend. And I guess the friend's there, too, so you could also check that out. Rose loves car rides, and she loves basking in the sun. She's been spayed, and microchipped and given all the age-appropriate vaccinations. So check her out on our website on DirtDoctor.com. I think you'll like the way she looks, and it sounds like you'll like the way she acts as well. And thanks for helping with the previous dogs. This is the Dallas SPCA, of course. Wherever you are in the country, help out the rescue organizations. If you're thinking about a pet here in the holiday season. Always think about these rescue organizations. You can find any breed you want. Purebreds are, of course, the mutts, the mixed breeds, like Rose is. And it's a great way to go. Some people do pets at for holiday gifts, and so keep that in mind. And if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you go down and visit, take a look down there and let me know what you think. Let's see here. It's very mild weather here in Dallas. It's going to be short-sleeve weather today. So our roller coaster weather continues. Yesterday, visiting with Bob Webster on his show down in San Antonio, we were talking about this. Same thing down there. We got a little rain in Dallas the other day, so there's a little bit of soil moisture. But for the most part, there's still a lot of drought out there. The rains haven't been long enough and heavy enough to get the moisture way down deep in the soil. And I guess the most common, major question that keeps coming in, I had a couple this week, people wanting to know what to do about native trees that were dying. Another question about what can I do about pine beetles, pine bark beetles. All of it's related to stress. Stress can come in many ways. It can come from contaminated soil too much or the wrong kind of fertilizer. It can come from too much water. But the most common thing that I'm hearing about right now is a result of drought. And if you have acreage, one person wrote me that has 25 acres, if you have stress related to drought leading to disease or insect problems in trees, of kicking up the moisture level in the soil, it is going to be greatly helpful if you can do it. If you're lucky enough to catch rain, of course, that's one thing. If you have any way to irrigate, and trees that are really heavily in stress need to have the water run slowly for a long period of time in the root system, not just sprinkled lightly on the soil. In fact, you can sprinkle heavily on the soil and think you've done a lot of good. Unless you've really run the system for a long time, you're not going to get the water down deeply enough in the soil if it is a result of drought, and that drought being so bad that it's starting to push the trees over the edge, which happens in a lot of places. It's happened in Colorado. A lot of the pine trees and other trees have been in stress there, and a lot of them have been lost. Now, sometimes it's just a corrective kind of a thing that nature does. If a certain species has gotten too heavy, a lot of times you'll see this going on. On the other hand, a lot of this is just dry weather. Big acreage, I know there's not a thing you can do other than hope that you get some rain to help. Those of you with small to moderate size acreage, there are some things that you can do to help hold the moisture in the soil longer. And, of course, organic matter, mulch, compost, organic fertilizers, all those things help. But the single amendment that'll help the most, unless you're already in volcanic soils, is to add some kind of volcanic sand. Lava sand is what's the easiest available. The granite sands and other related kind of volcanic sands, zeolite helps a lot. A lot of these things, a lot of these products that come from volcanic activity will help, especially lava sand. It's just a physical structure of it doing it. It'll hold moisture in the soil for you for a longer period of time than anything that you can do. In fact, I've seen some people, I've seen it on some golf course situations. If you use lava sand a lot, you can, and you don't have really good drainage, you've got poor soil structure, or you've got poor biological activity in the soil, which is the most common thing I see from using synthetic fertilizers. If you do that and you have too much lava sand in potting soils, in pots, or even in beds or lawns, you're going to maybe create a situation where you're holding too much water. So be careful with it. It is a tool. For example, you can put lava sand out on the driveway in the spring and don't touch it until fall and dig into the center of it, or just dig down in it a little bit, and you'll find that there's still moisture in the pile. It has a tremendous ability to pull moisture right out of the air and hold it for a long period of time. The other thing that I was thinking about related to this the other day, and this will be appropriate for you if you're a vegetable gardener, herb gardener, landscaping, if you have some kind of recreational property or whatever. If you walk across your property and a bunch of mud sticks to your foot, you get taller as you're walking, you don't have very good biological activity. If you do, that won't happen, even in clay soils. So we'll talk more about this when I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and we'll talk more about it right after this. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit KyleLick.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your KyleLick today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Number's 866-444-3478. Let's talk about dirtdoctor.com for just a little bit here. By the way, those of you that are maybe listening for the first time, also, we have a newsletter that covers a lot of this. If you're listening to terms and techniques and everything you hadn't heard before and you want more information, the newsletter is free. It's weekly, and it covers everything from the gardening aspects of what we talk about to personal health and recommendations and conversation. We're talking about Christmas tree management and things like that here lately, but the subject matter ranges all over the place. All you need to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and need your email address, and you'll get the newsletter. If you don't like it for whatever reason, you just follow the little instructions at the bottom and you'll be taken off. But the website is pretty deep with information. If you look at the homepage of the website, there are three columns there and there's a bunch of words. And the first one, it's Howard Garrett. It covers information about me, my appearances, blog that we have that's not it's not anything we deal with a whole lot. We deal with it some, and other people will come in and participate in that. Check it out. Once the new website is up, we'll be dealing with that quite a bit more. Books simply covers, well, it covers two things. It covers my books, and it also covers the other books that I recommend and that sort of thing. Contact us. That page is in that column. Facebook, you got a button there. All those words are just buttons, so you can click on them, play around, see which ones take you to places that where you're interested. The newspaper column is printed. After it runs in the Dallas Morning News, it's printed in the website, and that it's under that button. And then questions and travel. Travel is a really big site that we will do more with in the future, but for the time being, all the places that we have gone over the last several years, we do a lot of photography, and a lot of it is there under that button, so you can go check it out. We've traveled to some pretty interesting places, and we're more than happy to get information from listeners about travels that other people have done as well. I've got a whole lot more photography than is on the site right now, and I just haven't had the time to get it all on there, and we will continue to add that for you. That center column is where the organic advice is, and when people ask me about the basic stuff, that this is the place to go. The forums are where you can go and talk to other gardeners. There's a lot of activity there. The guides is the pretty big one, and one I wanted to go through in some detail today for you, because that is where you find the basic information, bed preparation information, the basic organic program, the edible flowers guide, how to make the various concoctions that I recommend, from Garrett juice to the sick tree treatment to tree trunk goop and all that. The organic rose program, two really important ones that we tell people about a lot are located here. One is the organic pecan and fruit tree program, and the other is the organic rose program. And those two are very detailed. They're great if you do the whole program. It'll work very well for you. What a lot of organic gardeners find out, though, is when they get into using these techniques, after a couple of years or so, they can really cut back on the number of applications of fertilizer and the number of applications of sprays and things. So it gives you a good starting point. And for those of you that are seasoned organic gardeners, it might be a good place to go in and take a look and see if it jives with what you're doing. And by all means, if you have some suggestions or comments about what you have tried that didn't work very well, or on the other hand, that works extremely well that you'd like to pass on to us, bring it on. We're totally open to getting that. And we continue to adjust those recommendations that we make there, that we make anywhere for that matter. And I'll have to say that some of the most important specific solutions that we've come up with have come from listeners, from gardeners out there giving us a tip. We've, for example, recommended a cornmeal for a long time. We started recommending it for a soil amendment and found out we actually got the tip originally from the A&M Extension office over in Stephenville, Texas. Years ago, they had literally stumbled into the fact that cornmeal had this power to control disease pathogens, specifically Rhizoctonia. And they contacted me and told me about it, and we started trying it on various kinds of things. And lo and behold, we found out that it works on a wide range of diseases. So cornmeal and the juice made from cornmeal has become a very valuable tool in what we recommend. And it was simply a tip that came from the outside. And another tip related to cornmeal, solving toenail fungus, came from one of the listeners. So we didn't dream up a lot of things that we pass along. We'll accept them. We'll look into it, test them, try some different versions of it, and if it works, pass it on to you. A lot of times we'll pass it on to you to try and help with the testing. So anyway, we'll talk more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Website, again, dirtdoctor.com. Newsletter's free. Just fill out the form that's right there on the homepage. I'll be back. Don't go away.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books, His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'll tell you real quickly that we're flying a little bit blind this morning. Matt is working on trying to get the computer back up. I can't see who's calling in, and so we're using hand signals, and some people are calling in and going away, so I don't know if we have a problem there, but we'll get you on as you call in and want to be on to discuss something at 866-444-DIRT-3478 is what that is. And we're talking about the website and some of the specific things on the website that a lot of you may not know about. Back to the home page itself, those three columns on the home page, again, are buttons. The one that I was talking about was the one in the center, the organic advice. The maintenance calendars are there. The research area is there. That's where the Texas Organic Research information is. That's our not 501c3, not-for-profit organization that covers research data about this natural organic approach, and it covers research and information reports and everything, white papers and all, about the negative side, the things that we don't recommend and why we don't recommend Roundup and 2,4-D and synthetic fertilizers and all that. You'll find all that information right there under that word research. That's a but the word is a button. Trees, we've got specific information about trees there, and then videos. It'll take you to the video part of the website. Some of the videos are open to the public. Some are just for the members only, and that's what that green, looking over to the left-hand side of the homepage, that green button over there that says Organic Club of America, that's what you click on to go see what is up with the members area, how it all works and so forth. The newest videos and the seminars from the past are there, and things that aren't in the public side, they will eventually be moved over, but they're there just for the members first of all. The big button that's up there under my goofy looking picture on the video, then there's a introduction video there. We're changing that video from time to time. But the button right under it that says Library of Organic Information, that's what you click on to go in to find answers to things in alphabetical order. It's just everything in there, all the different subjects across the board are there in alphabetical order. Then on that right-hand column, the features, the creature feature covers the dog that I or dogs that I talk about at the beginning of the show. All the detail and photographs and information is there. Dirt Doctor Destination are the businesses that carry the most of the products that I talk about. And that's a tough thing because I'm always changing. We're always changing our mind about things or coming up with something that's better than what we used to recommend. So to find some of the things that we talk about, it's often a little difficult. It gets better all the time in some places and changes and gets worse in other places. It's always in motion. But the Dirt Doctor Destination will give you a good starting point there to find people that at least sell organic products and may give you a good starting point. And the natural organic warehouse is something that we don't do really anymore. It is a company that we helped form, and it is a business, a standalone business of its own. That button really needs to be changed. The plant of the week is something where we're talking about a certain plant and featuring it on a regular basis. The toxic products blog is kind of interesting because it used to be we did a feature once a week about the a toxin that we wanted to feature, and we kind of ran through the bulk of them. So now it's just a place where you can go and see all of them listed in one place and what it is that's bad about the product, and why we recommend you staying away from it and all that kind of thing. SPCA button is there. The creature feature actually is just about some kind of interesting animal up at the top. The SPCA pet adoption is the dog that I talk about at the beginning of the show. And weather is just a convenient button to get you to the weather. And what I want to do next is I want to go into guides and talk about the specific basic programs and instructions, and we'll go through them and maybe talk about some updates that we need to do on some of those. I think right now we've got a friend, a visitor, and I don't know how much time we have left, but we'll go ahead and start talking to Regina. Regina, how are you doing?
Oh, very good, Howard. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. How's it going?
Well, you know, I'm excited. Although we, you know, it's hard to tell what this is about fluoridation.
Right.
We're talking about them not spending $1 million to put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the Dallas water. And when I went on December 10th, Chefy Cadain, our wonderful friend, got the vote postponed because I had heard the night before that day on the 10th was going to be the date, and I didn't feel confident. I don't think Chefy felt confident. We had the 8 votes to not have them purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid. So he got the date postponed to January 28th.
Okay, good.
Good in a lot of ways because we hadn't known when it was going to be. And then when it just popped up like that, you feel like you're caught off guard. Now, I know for sure right now, I know we have 3 council people that are on our side. We have 3 out of the 8. The other ones I'm not sure about. And I'm hoping, and we have more time. And let me tell you a good thing, Howard. There's a show that's called The Dr. Oz Show, mm-hmm. and it's Monday through Friday. Well, we had a public service announcement. It's a commercial-like thing, which Ed Begley Jr. is the actor in it, and it talks about fluoride opposing the addition of this acid, and it's professionally made in California. Well, it's going to air five times during the Dr. Oz show in December, and then it's going to be on Fox Station 10 more times in January. So we're hoping that could have some impact.
How's that going to help the Dallas situation?
Let me tell you why. Because at the end of the commercial, it says, for more information, go to Dr. Connett's site or connect with your local people that are at Fluoride Action North Texas. And then when they come to our stuff, they will be able to see how they can write the council, or they can get involved, they can come speak, they can, you know, do things like I'm doing right now, call radio stations and try to let people know about this. So it'll bring awareness.
Well, that's good. A lot of people are just hearing about this for the first time, thinking that fluoride's a wonderful thing and helps fight cavities and all that. Where's the easiest place? Is the website the best place for them to go to learn the basic information about why it's so bad?
What we've made, we've made this new dogsagainstfluoridation.com. Mm-hmm. And on there, we're moving everything over there so that it can be more widespread so that other people can use it in other parts of the country and the world or wherever. So we're having all the videos and everything put on there and all the links to how they can get a hold of the city council or watch your show. You know, we've been telling people, and I know on December 7th, I was telling Chessie how you were talking about him on December 7th. And, you know, so we'll put all the connections. So it's dogsagainstfluoridation.com.
The only problem is being able to spell fluoridation.
Oops, yes, that's right. Tell everybody, this is what flu, think of flu. It's F-L-U, because that's where people make the problem with the
right.
With the
that's what I do every time. I just did it wrong. As a matter of fact, I just wrote it down wrong.
Flu, and that's what I had to do, you know, flu. Just think of flu. But, Howard, we really appreciate you very much. And I told Chessie, and I've been telling people about how you said on your show you knew about fluoridation even before you started getting into organics. I mean, that's what you said on your show one time.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. My whole career has been about stuff just hitting me upside the head as being common sense. And if you look into these things at all, you find out that they're very toxic, and you start scratching your head about why are we doing this. And finally, we're getting a little traction here. I'm delighted that Sheffy is taking the lead. I hope some of the other people on the council get fired up about it too, because it could be really good publicity for the city of Dallas to kind of lead this charge and get other cities around the country to do the same kind of thing.
When I said to them originally, because they're always talking about how they want Dallas to be an international city, and I said, you'd be heroes. You'd be heroes because there are so many people out there that know that this isn't good, and they would be really standing out, especially like you and I keep saying, there's 0.5 parts per million of fluoride in the water already. And Howard, between 0.5 and 0.7, even all the pro-fluoride people, they cannot show any difference of effect, you know, positive effect between 0.5 and 0.7. And what I say to the city is, why take the liability on? Why get yourself involved in the controversy for 0.2 parts per million? It doesn't make any sense. And that's what's driving me a little bit crazy. I barely finished high school. I got a GED. I'm a cook. I'm a grandmother. But it's so common sense to me. I can't understand it, why they would continue doing something like this. It just seems like you said, it's just so, it mind boggles me.
It's just like the things that I talk about, the organic gardening, organic farming, ranching, pest control is not taught in the universities.
Right.
And that's why the synthetic fertilizers and the Roundups and 2,4-Ds and all are still recommended by people. And a lot of the public thinks that they're perfectly safe and everything's exactly the same. The dentists are taught that fluoride is a wonderful thing. And I don't know if that's changing any yet. Do you have any idea?
I do know that it's not changing. I do know that it's not changing because this doctor that came to town, 25 years, he had always been taught it. Took him 4 years by people pushing him like I'm doing and other people are doing. Just look at it. For him to have time to look into it. And then since then, he's still talking to these schools and dentists because we have Baylor Dental right here. And they still will not talk about the other side. And, you know, part of the problem, Howard, is these are dentists. They talk about their teeth. But what about this stuff going in your body? That's a toxicology problem. That's an internist problem, you know. And they're not crossing over to actually look at how it affects the body, you know, because you're ingesting it. So they are not bringing that in. So that's the big problem, like you're saying. They're not teaching it. They're not showing that there really is no research. And that's the scary, terrible part is it's never been an approved drug. Never. And this is one of the things we're saying to the city council. Just write or call the FDA and ask them. See, prove us wrong. Show us that there is a proof that it's safe and effective. And the thing of it is they can't. So the one thing, all this whole year, I have people say to me, they need to be sued, and until the money affects them, then that's when they'll listen. And I'll go, no. I want them to do it for the right reasons and all that. And I said, and whenever anybody sues, that's the tax dollars paying for that.
Real quickly, I got to break and let you go, but the numbers are there's 0.5 parts per million naturally in the water. Is that the correct number?
That is correct.
And 0.7 is what we go to when we spend $1 million.
That's right.
Okay. Regina, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Howard, get the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just spending a little time doing something that I was going to talk to you about on the website, Facebook. We do some interesting things and some fun things. I put some of my favorite comics out of the daily paper in there, and some of the other people are starting to add theirs, and I like that. I like to get feedback on that. Zits is one of my favorite ones, the latest one I put on there. But I've also put some photographs on there that are showing up on other people's websites, photographs from the year 2014. And the photography is fantastic. I just put another batch on there that you might want to check out. The first batch, I put a little bit of a warning on it. Some of them are pretty rough. The subject matter is pretty rough. And there's a little bit of that in this second batch. But just click through those quickly and enjoy the beauty of all of them. I think you'll like it, and I probably will run into some more. Apparently, this great photography is being massed together in several different places and put on websites, so it's good to take a look at. Just one more quick thing on the fluoride deal. That website again to find out more about what these people in Dallas are trying to do is dogsagainstfluoridation.com. And fluoridation's fluoridation, fluoridation. And it's, again, the big point here, a couple of big points that I hadn't even thought about before. One is Dallas water already has fluoride in it. Fluoride, just like any mineral, any natural element, is in our environment. It's in the soil, it's in the water, it's in our bodies, it's out, it's there. And that includes arsenic and chromium and lead and, you know, all those kinds of things too. But it's a matter of how much. It's a matter of degrees. You know, if you did a soil test in my garden or anybody that's been organic for a long time, you're going to find those heavy metals are there, but they're in very, very low levels. And at those low levels, they're beneficial. They're not harmful at all. But when they get above a certain point, they become toxic and very toxic. So that's the point about fluoride here in Dallas in the water. We got fluoride in the water. We've got plenty, 0.5 parts per million. And what the city does is that they pay, as Regina was saying, they pay $1 million a year to buy 0.2 more to bring it up to 7. Who came up with the 7? I don't have any idea. What I already did know that you may not know is that it's a toxic waste material product that they're paying $1 million for. So her point is we got fluoride in the water. We don't need to waste the money and put more. And the other point that came up, and I heard some people speaking about this at the Dallas City Council, and I was impressed. Some of the minority people are saying, and I totally get it, I think they have a valid point, is that the lower income people out there in our city or any other city are the ones that are having the biggest problem with it as far as a health issue, because they can't afford filter systems and bottled water and alternative ways to get water that aren't as contaminated. So anyway, y'all look wherever you are in the country, look into it. Again, dogsagainstfluoridation.com, and you'll see why we think it's a good idea to stop doing that nonsense. Back to what I was talking about, the information that's available to you on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. All that stuff on the homepage, all those words or buttons takes you where you want to go. And one of those places to go is the organic guides. It's under just the word guides. And that's where the first thing on the list when you go there that you'll see is acceptable and unacceptable products in an organic program. Click on that, and it covers all of the things that we have identified that we don't want you to use. In general, the general things like synthetic fertilizers and pyrethrum products and things like that, and then specific brand names we've covered in there. And, yeah, Miracle-Gro and things like that, you know, we specifically say is not acceptable. None of those blue-green soluble fertilizers are acceptable and in an organic program, and we don't recommend them for several reasons. And I guess that's one of the things that surprises people the most is when they see that we don't recommend some of the, you know, the real common things that are in the stores out there. But the next thing on the list is the basic organic program. And we haven't updated it, as it says on the document, since 2013. It's not all that long, but we go through the general philosophy of it and then go through the specifics of how it works. The first three general things are stop using all the synthetic fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Number two, build the soil health with aeration, compost, rock materials, sugar, microorganisms, and that sort of thing. And then three, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. We'll talk more about it, and we'll give you some updates on some of the basic program information when we come back. And we'll talk to you if you call in at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Newsletter's free. Just go to the homepage and fill out the form, and we'll send it to you on a weekly basis. Hope everybody's having a good holiday season, and we'll chat more right after this, so don't go away.